This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I'm going to go in to tonight very much feeling like that was a one-off. That was a one-off. The Warriors cannot be that bad again. They can't be. And I'll point to something with the Dubs tonight. Again, if you're just joining us, Curry's out. I'll point to something with the Dubs tonight that you and I said with about 10 minutes left to go on our show last night. You know, Jokic is out. Jamal Murray's out. Steve Kerr has always said he hates it when the other team does that because your team relaxes. And you know who's waiting in the wings behind whoever those people are? NBA players. Now, yeah, they're not great, but they're NBA players. And same thing for the Warriors tonight. Who's backing up Steph? An NBA player. Pods is back. He'll probably play a big role. And I don't see any reason on their home floor with Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga and all of the people who are available tonight, I don't see any reason why the Warriors should not be able to compete in this game.
Especially after last night,
right,
where you look at what the Nuggets did without their two best players. They had energy and they had bounce. And so, yeah, if you're the Warriors, you look at that last night and you think, that should be us on our home floor. We are a little bit desperate, not super desperate. It's not a must win, but if your Pod's coming back and if you're TJD, who I do think will get some minutes to try to slow down, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo and all the rest of it, go out there and you play like Denver did last night. They played hungry and energetic. The Warriors were sloppy and tired.
Yep, absolutely. By the way, I only take issue with one thing you just said. You said it's not a must win. I'm not going to disagree with that.
Okay, I don't want to get into this.
This is a big flipping game.
It's a BFG, Mark.
They are all big flipping games, and Grandy brought this up before the show. The Clippers are hosting.
I don't love Mark Grandy, but I respect
well,
him.
Well, exactly, and that's all I really care about in this moment because okay, this is a fair observation, sensation, which is that if the Warriors, lose this basketball game tonight, they'll wake up in the 8th seed.
Wait, the 8 seed?
Could. You're a minimum waking up in the 7 seed.
Wait, that can't be right.
If you lose, you're in
Somebody
the
Somebody fact check this guy.
Clippers host the Cavs. I know it's the Cavs.
They don't lose.
Yeah. They lost last time. They lost their last game.
Oh, boy.
The Clippers are only a 3-point dog. Same thing the Warriors are.
So Clippers beat the Cavs.
Clippers have won 6 of 7.
Okay.
If the Clippers win that game and you lose tonight, you're the 8.
Oh, God. I almost swore.
You're the 8 seed.
Yeah.
So, let's give Steph some rest. It's a long road. It's not a long road. The urgency is off the charts.
We got 14 left.
Yeah, and you need to win almost all of them.
Well,
if you want to avoid the play-in, which is what you're saying.
You probably need to win 9 of the 14.
Ooh,
48 gets you the 6. You don't think 48 gets you the 6?
No. Have you seen the Wolves' schedule?
Yes.
They're playing
jokey. I'm tired of you talking about the Wolves.
They're going to win all their games.
They lost last night.
Right.
They stink.
Right. So how many times is that? They stink.
They're reeling.
It's their first loss in 3 weeks.
Forever, yeah. No doubt.
I mean, they're going to win most of their games. They're playing New Orleans twice later this week. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
I get it.
Go 9-5 and enjoy hosting the play-in tournament.
I wonder if 48 gets it done. And that would be 9-5. And
I'll say no.
The Timberwolves have 12 left, so they would have to go 10-2 to beat you. What's the tiebreaker like with you in Minnesota?
You have it.
Okay. So they need to go 10-2. If you go 9-5, they have to go 10-2 to beat you.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, because they're 40-30.
Yeah, but they're percentage points behind you. They shouldn't, like, if you have 5 losses,
oh,
they
would
only
need
have
to
two.
Go 9-3.
Yeah, and they
9
will.
9-3.
And
okay.
They will.
All right.
So
we'll see.
Yeah.
But for me, and let's go to the phones. I know it's full rack of lines.
Yeah, everybody wants to weigh in on last night.
Tonight is not about urgency or Steph or the standings.
Disagree.
It's about Rick Celebrini.
Well,
and that's how they do it.
Yeah, and that's their way. And yep. I can't argue with that, but you better win the game. You better win the game. I'm Jason in Oakland. Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling on Willard and Dibs. What's up?
What's going on, Dib? What's going on, Willard?
Sup?
Hey, if we go back three weeks and we said to ourselves, when the trade happened, in the next 16 games, the Warriors would be 14-2, you guys be like, nah, no, they won't. Come on, man. We can't make this a story today because Steph was tired. Guys are throwing away the ball. Man, we are not the Wizards. We are going to get into the playoffs. Whether it be a play-in or not, we are 14-2 from where we was at. Because I remember this. You was talking about Steph was done. We probably need to trade him. You had a whole different conversation a month ago, Dibs.
I never said that they were going to trade him.
You didn't say trade him, Jason.
I never said that, Jason.
Dibs, you had a whole – last month, Dibs, the Warriors was done. You was like, you know what?
You did say
let's
that.
Let's see what we can do with some draft picks. So where we at today, Dibs?
Yeah.
You need to be like, you know what? I ain't even want to talk about it today because last month we thought we was done. We thought we was going to be the 92 Warriors, the 93 with Baron Davis. Come on, man. We okay. We okay, y'all.
Yeah, Jason, thank you. I agree, and I think
14-4 since the trade, and that includes the Laker game that Jimmy didn't suit up for.
Right,
so,
I mean,
so
yeah,
14-3 if you want to skip ahead.
14-2 when he plays.
Fine.
Whatever it is, Jason's not wrong. Like, it's been amazing, and nobody would argue against that. I don't find last night to be concerning in a grander sense. I find it to be frustrating because they missed an opportunity. But that's sort of my point tonight. Like, you can't let last night build on itself. I don't care that Steph's not playing. That's the urgency I'm talking about. You can't do last night and then do it again. I said last week in this 4-game stretch, 3-1 or it's a bogey. Steph not playing tonight does not change that for me. You want to make par? You go 3-1. And you win tonight. And you beat Toronto on Thursday. And then you get on a plane.
It's not that easy.
No,
and, you know, tonight becomes a lot tougher after last night. And I do think that last night for me is a little bit more of a gut punch because of the way it went. And put aside the fatigue and the fact that Steph Curry had one of the worst games you've ever seen him play in more than 1,000 regular season games. And he said it in the post game that he wasn't good. And now he's going to take the night off because he needs rest or his back hurts or all the above or whatever. But it's the way that that game went. You got dominated on the glass by a bigger, more athletic team. They had 2 or 3 guys who you could not stop, and they aren't including their 2 best players. And you had kind of a, a team that looked a little bit sloppy and desperate, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that, again, always two ways at least to look at things. The Warriors played as bad as they could possibly play, I think, down by 3 with 3 minutes to go. Clutch game. Clutch game, yeah. You know, like, so we can, in other words, you can say, well, Aaron Gordon cooked them. Not wrong. At the same time, if you just don't play like kindergartners on the offensive end, you win the game. If you just don't throw the ball off each other's shins every other possession, you win the game. So,
well, they did the same thing.
Yeah.
They had 20 turnovers, and so did you.
Mm, I didn't find their turnovers to be equitable with the Warriors' turnovers.
I'd have to look at all the turnovers.
Warriors had some ridiculous turnovers.
Of course. But Denver also had some pretty bad and sloppy turnovers where, you know, passes that were just intercepted at the top of the key and they went the other way. And, you know, if you look at the totality of how it went, the Warriors didn't shoot the ball well from three. And when they don't shoot it well from three, they're going to lose most of the time.
It's kind of true in all NBA games, by the way.
Especially this team.
Yeah.
They only have one punch.
It's a lot of them, though. It's Orlando. Right. It's Houston. There's a lot of teams out there that are going to be in the playoffs where we go, boy, I mean, Houston did this last night. They were disgusting for three quarters on their own floor against Philadelphia, and they're not a good three-point shooter team, but they were in the fourth quarter. They came back and they won the game in overtime.
Yep.
Like, you know, the whole make or miss league thing kind of frustrates people.
But when you shoot 56% from the line as well, and you shoot 24 from three,
brutal,
with 20 turnovers,
you lose. They were historically brutal last night.
Yeah, and the stat that Lucas, director of sports, shared is, and he even threw in the NBA and the WNBA, where that had never happened before. And yeah, you're right. I guess the glass half full take is they were down by three with 3 minutes left. And
while playing historically brutal basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but the other side of it is Denver didn't have their two best players, and they weren't good either.
No doubt. No doubt. Like, but you don't get that again. For me, there's no excuses tonight. I don't want to hear, well, but the chef. No.
The chef.
I thought since the trade deadline, it's like, oh, it's a deep team again. And you have star factor outside of Steph. And you have insurance outside of Steph and outside of Steph. And okay, so let's see it. Outside of Steph, let's see it. D in Walnut Creek. Hi, D. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you, guys. Hey, first I want to say you guys are the most fun to listen to. And when one of you's missing, it's not the same. I mean, no disrespect to the Willard and Dibbs bench, but, you know, I miss it when one of you's gone.
Well, then, okay. D, then you better enjoy today and tomorrow. Because my man Dibbs is going to go get drunk after that.
Okay, well, let's break down last night's game. You know, I don't want to rehash all the bad stats, but defense, there were a lot of blocks, steals, all that good stuff. But when it comes to Gordon and Porter, they couldn't stop a parked car. Now, as far as Kuminga, I agree with you. He can't, most nights, he can't finish a 5-page novel. And what do you think about this? I think the Steph Curry birthday celebration sensation didn't completely wear off. The recovery wasn't 100%.
I'm not going to put
I like it a lot. We're going back now to March 6th. That's about 12 days ago. And, you know, I like the occasional libation, but I'm not sure if I've had a 12-day hangover.
No, he's talking about Steph's birthday. You're thinking of Draymond's birthday.
Right.
Steph's birthday was just on Friday.
Okay, and did they get after it?
No. I'm not buying his point. My point is it wasn't March 6th. It was just Friday.
Well, my point is, like, the big celebration was in New York where you got absolutely hammered, I would imagine.
I don't know.
And then you came out and you were down 27-5 to Brooklyn.
Right, but they celebrated deep into the night after on Steph's birthday last Friday as well. Whatever. They came out and beat the Knicks. And yes, that was now 5 days ago.
Right.
So no, I don't think that has anything to do with
it.
They played an awful basketball game. And I'm willing to call it that unless it builds on itself. Unless you see it again tonight. I don't care if Steph plays or not. You shouldn't take care of the ball that way tonight. Not if you're a professional basketball team.
Exactly. I mean, especially in the spot where you are, and you mentioned it, and it was shock value, but you're accurate in saying that with a loss, you could find yourself in the 8 seed. So, and Steiny said this earlier on Steiny and Goo from 10-2, the idea of, Well, let's all now put to bed being the two, or maybe being the three, or even getting to the four, because last night was kind of dealt you a little bit of a blow. Houston getting off the deck and winning the way that they won. I think you're more worried about 7 and 8 than you are about 4 and 5.
I don't disagree, but here's part of my point about last night, and we will build on this a little bit.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Later. If any of your thoughts were based on the Warriors going undefeated the rest of the way, then they were ridiculous thoughts.
No, but win a game when you're an 8-point favorite at
right,
home.
But that's not even the point. Like, this whole idea, if we could be the 2 seed. If one loss knocks you off of your perch, then you were on a house of cards. Like, that's not a real thing. There was no way the Warriors were going undefeated the rest of the way. I understand that last night feels like a gut punch because they were sitting stars, and it's one of the teams that you're chasing. But I'll extend this point even further. If you thought the Warriors were title contenders and then you wake up today and you don't, that's crazy. Your point was you didn't believe it in the beginning then.
Yeah,
they can't lose one game and you lose all of your steam.
Agreed. That, for me, has not been shaken. But what has been shaken is the idea of them getting up to 2 or 3 or 4. And you know what?
Yeah,
maybe even 5.
Because now, pretty unlikely anyway.
Well, if you win last night, it's less unlikely because Denver would only be 3.5 in front of you, and Denver would be tied for the 4 with L.A. and Memphis,
yeah,
and you'd be 2.5 back. But
right.
Instead, they sat their stars, and you went out and you did that. So now, for me, it's like 6 or bust.
You're not. And I said this to you yesterday when you brought it up. Mathematically, you're not wrong, but you're not passing 4 teams in 15 games. You're just not doing that unless you win all of them and they lose a bunch. Like, I never saw that as possible.
Yeah.
Could they move up to 5 or 4 if things go right and LeBron doesn't come back? Maybe.
But it's just the nature last night that has me a little bit more jarred is no Jokic, no Murray. The spread balloons to 8, and you do that?
Yeah.
Like,
super frustrating.
It's one thing if, like, okay, Aaron Gordon does what he did, and you lose by 1 at the buzzer, and you played well, and you know what? Tip of the cap. You don't tip the cap last night. You stunk.
They stunk. Like, objectively, they stunk.
Can I just spend 10 seconds on Moses Moody at the end of the game?
Sure.
What was Moses doing? Like,
what do you mean? Which part?
So they're down, like, 11, and everyone's, like, standing around the court, like, getting ready to shake hands, and Moses gets the ball, and he bursts down, and he shoots a 3, and he misses, and nobody does anything, and he runs in, and he gets the rebound, and he dribbles to the corner, and he shoots another 3, and he makes it. It was kind of a weird, like...
Oh. Whatever.
Like, Moses wanted to get three more points.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It just was kind of funny to me.
Get those stats.
Maybe I'm the only one who was like, was weird.
I think I had already, like, gone to punch a pillow or something like that at that point. WC in San Leandro. What's up, WC? Thanks for the call.
Yo, hey, I'm all with you guys on your analysis and all, but we just need to relax. You don't want to play us first round, whoever you are. It's like you ever go to the gym and the worst player wants to check you. Well, you'll get you them not showing up. You know, it's like, really? So, I mean, it wasn't that serious. The Warriors, just like you said, Moody takes a three. You know, it wasn't that serious. It's like, let's get in the playoffs. Everybody get their legs back. We saw where we're at, where we're deficient at. Kerr, the coach, he didn't look excited, you know, like, oh, this is the end of the world. So,
WC, can I challenge you on that last point? I mean, you're still the first half, and Steve Kerr's out on the court screaming at all of his assistants.
Yes.
I think your point is valid, but I don't think we can sit here right now and say, like, it's cool, we'll make the playoffs. You have to make the playoffs. Mm. And that is very much still hanging in the balance.
Okay, let's say we win the play-in, all right?
Okay.
And you better be scared, whoever you are.
I agree.
We'll get back at you in Denver.
I agree, but what if you don't win the play-in? You know what I mean? Like, I think that, and WC, thanks. Like, I think that's sort of the message from last night. You're like, oh, you end up in the seventh seed, you win the play-in. Did you notice last night that sometimes you come out on one night, you have a crappy pitch, and you throw it and someone whacks it out of the park? Another NBA team. I don't want to be in the play-in tournament, period, end of TED Talk. That's it, under any circumstances. Oh, but the opponent, no. I do not want to be in the play-in. And Draymond said the same thing last night. Under no circumstances. Those of you who think, well, they're just, you know, the Clippers and then you'll beat them. Oh, so Harden and Kawhi have no opportunity to come into Chase and be hot on one night and knock you the freak down? Zubats not going to get in you and put up 22? I don't want to be in that tournament, that stinking tournament.
They don't want to be in the tournament as an older team. And that is the biggest issue because we talked about it. You want to have that rest. You want to play, end the weekend. You have the Clippers. You win that. You're the sixth seed. Chill. You've got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe even Saturday. Get your rest, Steph, and get your knees right and your back right and everybody else. Get all the rest you need and now gear up for a seven-game series where you're going to be the underdog no matter who they play. Your odds maker buddy, John Avello, told us that very thing. So no matter what you do, even if you get the sixth seed, you're going to be an underdog against a younger, most likely more athletic team.
I mean, that's kind of what the NBA has.
Well, the Lakers maybe aren't younger, and maybe I still think that they're probably more athletic.
I mean, I don't look at Luka and think athletic.
Or
but he's a great
LeBron's
player.
Athletic. LeBron's but he's athletic. 40.
Yeah, exactly.
But beyond those two, they do have, you know, as many athletes as you, maybe more.
Maybe. We're taking your phone calls first and foremost on what concerns you most about last night. 888-957-9570. Both Tim McMahon and Larry Beal on the show today. Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. Hi, Pete. What's up? What you doing?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. It was really weird last night, but the strangest thing I saw, and I'd love to get your comments, was the team stats, points in the paint. Denver had 46. We had 62 or 64, like 18 points more. What happened there, you think? Thanks a lot. I'll listen.
Yeah, Pete, thanks. I think that's simply an indicator of three-pointers either falling or not. The Warriors had a lot of made points in the paint because they couldn't shoot threes, and so you got to start doing something else, and that's when you play one-on-one ball with either Butler or Kuminga, and they're going to try to drive and do things in the paint. Denver had things falling from the outside. Porter had it falling. Gordon had it falling. So, you know, why take two when you can get three? That's, I mean, kind of a elementary way of saying it, but I think that's what was going on.
And the Warriors outscored them 66-58 in the paint, so not a huge, huge advantage. And then, you know, the foul line was almost dead even, but you mentioned it, the three-point line, they got outscored by 18 points. When you go 8 of 33 and you turn the ball over 20 times, you're probably not going to win the game, especially when you go 15 of 27 from the foul line.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.